You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, this is Nehemiah Pershoff. You're listening to TV Confidential.
On the line with us is Ed Weinberger. Ed Weinberger, 9-time Emmy Award-winning writer and producer of The Mary Tyler Moore Show, co-creator and or producer of such other iconic TV series as Taxi, Amen, Dear John, and The Cosby Show. Besides The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Weinberger collaborated with Ed Asner on at least 3 other projects, including the acclaimed one-man show A Man and His Prostate, Two Jews Talking, the new play that was getting ready for its world premiere during this past Labor Day weekend. Ed Asner and Ed Weinberger also collaborated on The Grouchy Historian, a very engaging book that tells the backstory of the U.S. Constitution. Ed Asner passed away this past August 29th at the age of 91. You wrote A Man and His Prostate first. You got the story down that you wanted to tell, and then you approached Ed about possibly performing it. How did The Grouchy Historian come to be? Did you write that book first and then come to Ed, or did you write that book together?
Well, by the way, I'm very proud of that book. I think even more relevant today than it was when it was written.
I am nodding my head. I'm nodding my head in agreement.
I thank you for reading it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably have bought it and haven't, and a lot of people haven't bought it. But it's, I think, a very relevant book about, which includes the history of the writing of the Constitution, our founding fathers, the flaws of the Constitution, of which are many. And I think the book could be, in terms of the Constitution, I think to quote a line for the book, the Constitution is only as good as the people who swear to defend it. We have the kinds of politicians that we've got today. The Constitution isn't going to do us any good, really, if we don't protect it. So it's a much more complicated and involved book. It also reviews the Supreme Court and its history of horrific decisions, which seem to be continuing even up to today. I did an outline and a book proposal. I brought it to Ed and we discussed it. He agreed to work on it with me. We brought the proposal to an agent in New York who sold it on that basis, and then we proceeded to write the book. So it was a proposal with a few sample chapters, an introduction, and that got us a deal. By the way, it was one of the quickest, easiest deals I've ever made in my life. And a lot of that was due to the fact that Ed Asner's name was on it.
Yeah, and I like to, and I would like to think, Ed, that another part of the kismet is as I recall, the Grouchy Historian came out around 2017, which is around the time, within a year, of when Hamilton became part of the public consciousness. And in many respects, and this is one of the topics you discuss in The Grouchy Historian, is when you talk about constitutional intent and those who ascribe, well, this is what the Constitution really means. Unless you were in the room when it happened, to quote from Hamilton, you don't really know what the Founding Fathers intended. All you can do is study their words and try to make your best interpretation.
Well, the book examines, I think, the hypocrisy of some of the Supreme Court justices, like Scalia, for example, who claimed, that we have to get to the original meaning of the Constitution, which is to me is a total fraud, because a year after the Constitution was written, Hamilton and Madison, who wrote the Constitution, a year later couldn't agree whether the government could own a bank or not.
Yeah.
So if the people who wrote it couldn't agree on the Constitution or what the original intent was, I have no idea how people like Scalia and the other justices who followed in his shoddy footsteps can even come up with this idea of original intent when there was none. And George Washington said about the Constitution, and I think this was the consensus of the day, of that day, Washington said, we have built a platform for the future generations to build on. None of them thought that that was written in stone and that it didn't need amending and changing and try to think of the best word for bringing up to date. But certainly, they didn't think that was the be all and end all when they left Philadelphia after a quick 30 days. After a quick summer in Philadelphia. It was a little bit longer than 30 days, but it might as well have been 30 days. And it might even be all right. So this idea of the Constitution is a perfect, noble document that we swear to and uphold is not what it seems to be. And that was one of the parts of the book. And an argument that I thought was substantiated by the facts. Certainly the Second Amendment, I think, is also discussed in the book, and it's right there that the entire of the Second Amendment is strictly written for militias, their own guns, and says nothing about the individual right to the Constitution. So the Constitution has been badly treated and mistreated in the subject ever since, and again, that's one of the points of the book. And you can still get it on Amazon. I'm trying to travel the work in it as Ed was. And I only wish more people and more people in power, and maybe even a couple of justices on the Supreme Court, should read it. But I'm a little prejudiced that way.
The Grouchy Historian by Ed Weinberger and Ed Asner, available wherever books are sold.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You wrote about 20 episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, several of which were Ed-specific, or I should say several of which were Lou Grant-specific, including at least two shows that saw Lou Grant going out on a date. That's a great premise for humor and for character development.
First of all, I didn't realize I was that pretty, but maybe I did. I think all of the characters on the Mary Tyler Moore Show were slated for it. Specifically, you're asking me to go way back and figure out.
I realize part of what we do on the show is we talk about what you do today, and we ask a few questions about what you did before. And I realize when I ask you a question about the Mary Tyler Moore Show, I'm asking you if you remember what you did at work 50 years ago or what you had for lunch 50 years ago. So with that in mind,
I probably know how I came to write those shows, but I think it's a matter of I ordered some. The Mary Tyler Moore Show and the entity about this was a collaborative on the terms of the writing and the producing and even the writing. And there were brilliant people on that staff, and all of them contributed each in its own way to the show that we now see. Whoever's been out there or up there as the writer, you left it, you have to go in there with a
this particular program that you're joining us for, Ed, it's been an entire tribute to Ed Asner's life and career. And earlier in the program, we talked a little bit about the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I don't know when you last saw that episode, but there's one of the most poignant moments in that episode is when Ed Asner, as Lou Grant, says to everyone, "I cherish all of you people." Given how much Ed Asner cherished the relationships he developed on the Mary Tyler Moore Show over the course of the 7 years, I imagine there was a lot of Ed Asner in that particular delivery. What are your thoughts?
Well, it was a line written, I'm not sure by whom. My guess would be Jim Brooks. But I don't know. But I think it does personify Ed Asner's attitude towards people on that show, including the writers, directors, editors, and everybody else that I do it. And it was a very special show. And I think when it came to me, we all realized how special it was. I think it becomes more special as the years go by. And we all cherish people on the show. And it was a very harmonious show in the sense of the relationships among the actors and the writers. And especially among the cast. So, yes, it's Ed Asner speaking as Lou Grant, but speaking, I think, as well for Ed Asner. So.
Ed Weinberger worked with Ed Asner on three other projects after the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the excellent book, The Grouchy Historian, the acclaimed one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, and a new play, Two Jews Talking, that was about to make its national premiere. It was scheduled to premiere during Labor Day weekend in North Carolina, and unfortunately, Ed passed away. Are you thinking of maybe still producing the show afterwards, or is it too soon to think about that?
Well, let's put it this way. Selfishly, yes, I would like the play to go on, but it's too soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, to be thinking in any concrete terms about how or who or how it's going to be done and who's going to be here, it's way too soon.
Yeah.
So, that's down the road, and it's on hold, and it's a personal regret of mine that I won't hear it unless you're doing those words and doing that play. And even more so, that we don't have a record of it. One of the sad facts was that we had the right for video group to film the show so that
that makes two of us. I understand there is a filmed record of A Man and His Prostate in the works.
Well, it was filmed. It was a special video performance down in Los Angeles. Well, I don't know that exactly, but less than a year ago. So there is a record of that. It was edited, and I think it's ready to go. I'm not involved. Know what stage it's in. Or, I mean, I've seen it. I helped work in the editing of it, and but I have no idea when or where it's going to be seen, and what medium, whether it's going to be released on television.
Well, we will certainly look for that when it happens. In the meantime, Ed Weinberger, again, very sad occasion, but I very appreciate you taking part of your day to talk to me and to talk to our listeners about your friend Ed Asner.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.